Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I'm shaking my head.
I know.
Wait.
Should we shake our heads?
Wait, so we don't have to do the shoulders?
No,
okay.
No, we did.
Shoulders,
I mean,
are back.
I'm sorry.
Shoulders are back.
I'm just having a little bit of a spaz moment right now. It's over. Hey guys, this is season finale of Suits. Okay, sorry, I need to
What is
down.
That sexy voice?
I like, know, it's more sexy.
Hello everyone.
Hey
hello.
Guys, welcome thanks for joining Suits. Us. I'm Stacey Eich. We are here for the season finale of Suits. I am slightly depressed. You guys know I'm very emotional when it comes to this show, so finale, of course, that means that I am very emotional. So anyway, I'm here with my amazing full panel tonight because we had to ring in the end together. Introduce
Hell,
yourself to
yeah.
Rose.
Hey everyone, Nicole Brazier. Good to be back at the last episode of Suits for this season. Yeah. Looking forward to the summer to hang out with you all. Yeah. Hopefully I lose 5 pounds and I have extra tan on me by then.
And hello everyone, I'm Tiana Hobson. Happy to be here. Sad that the show's over for now, but excited for the summer.
So short.
I was actually just talking to a couple of the producers outside where they were like, wait, you guys are on episode 16?
We were like just here.
You like just started. Yeah. And then I was like, well, no, they go 10 and 6. And they're like, why not 8 and 8?
I know.
I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. 8 and 8 could be cool because then we could feel a little bit more balanced. Because like, we just got
ask
back
USA,
a couple years ago.
You know?
But
hey, USA.
Did you want to introduce yourself?
I guess. I forgot how...
How this works.
Yeah.
Because like, it's only been 6 episodes that
we've been talking
right?
about the episode, by the way, for the last like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KaufManN. I am retweeting the link right now.
Awesome.
So given the delay, if you click it, you'll probably just be seeing me and getting exactly what you want.
Yes. And for all the YouTubers out there, please talk to us. I'm following you guys on my laptop here. I think Steve is as well. So we'll try to answer your questions, being that this is the finale.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Gotta get the fans.
I have my phone
need.
Charged as well. So at one take stage, you guys. We're like looking down because we just really want to hear what you guys are thinking too. But anyway, so let's tackle this one good time before the summer comes, the finale. Okay, we're on episode 16. It ended, and my boy's going to prison.
Did you?
What are we thinking?
Well,
did you see that coming?
So, just to tell everybody over here, I don't get to watch it with them, so I'm wondering what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm not able to talk to you guys while we're all tuning in. But did you guys think, going into this episode, were you like 50-50 about Mike going to prison, or did you know for sure? Being that I also wasn't here last week,
that.
There was maybe a chance that he wasn't going to
prison. I was 50-50.
I was 80-20.
Of him actually going to prison? This show, there's so much that happens in one episode.
Yeah. And I mean, the previews all said someone's going to prison, but who will it be? So in my head, I was 50-50 because last week they set it up that Mike's going to prison. So I was like, so obviously there's going to be a twist where someone else
is going,
ends
right.
up going. And then I heard that Katrina was going to be back on the episode. I was like, maybe they can blame it all on her. I don't know.
That would be nice.
So I think I was 50-50, but I knew someone was going to jail. In my pit of my stomach, I was like, it would be pretty crappy for Mike to let anyone else go to jail for something he did.
Well,
so.
I thought Batman was going to go, but
I didn't think he was going to let anybody else go. I just thought it would be like totally, you know, just a really great spin because this show is really good at that. But I was more 80-20. I just did not see the prison thing really happening. I know we've talked about it, but like I said, I'm so used to the spin. The really quick, all of a sudden, the last 15 minutes, by the way, actually Forceman's back. I don't know, you know?
But I actually liked what happened.
That they just let it right out.
That it was like, no, he's taking responsibility for his actions.
Yeah, and it made me fall in love with Mike so much. I mean, I usually am like team Harvey over Team Mike if you had to separate the, right. the dynamic the duo. The bromance, exactly. But before I say that, I wanted to say that I thought Harvey was definitely going to go to and mm-hmm. take the bullet for him. But then once this, I mean, immediately when this episode opened, you just, like, felt Mike's passion to not want to screw anyone into the ground. Yeah. And he was not going to let any of them stand in his way.
Speaking of that, it was interesting because we kind of talked about the couple pictures that have been circulating, you know, with Harvey and Mike's last moment. And there's this, like, cheesy photo of them laughing. I'm like, this isn't funny. But anyway, you know, he's kind of going to prison. But there's that moment where Mike says, it's not your fault. You know, I'm the one who convinced you to do it. And he was like, yeah, I made the call. And it just really took me all the way back to episode one, season one. And you're like, so... is it Harvey? Like,
because everyone was blaming Harvey. Yeah, this episode, I was like, is it? Everyone was saying it was
so
his fault.
I mean, you guys had 6 years together, kicking ass in New York, and, like, you know, just having such an incredible time as this duo and as part of this firm. Does it go back to Harvey at all? In you guys' opinion, like, what do you think? Just because he hired, I mean, if he didn't hire him, what the hell would the show be about? Like,
well, Harvey knowingly hired a fraud, and that yeah. was his crime.
Okay,
but Mike was the fraud.
Right.
And Mike has always had the moral high ground over Harvey.
Right.
So this was a perfect way to end. Of right. just, like, I convinced you to hire me. I'm the ultimate wrong, and I'm accepting those responsibilities.
Right. With that high ground comment, he sure made, like, a point when he punched Harvey in the face multiple times tonight, too.
But, well, you provoke a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did we think he had it in him? Even his yeah. own family members weren't sure if he was going to be able to... stand on his own 2 feet in jail, including Mrs. Danner. Is that how you pronounce it? Is it Danner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think for me, I'm not worried about Mike in jail for, like, physical altercations because yeah. he can mind psych anyone else out mm-hmm. and talk his way out of any situation, basically lawyer himself up in there. Mm-hmm. So I was never really concerned about him. Surviving prison.
Right. I'm more concerned about Rachel now.
Well, and I think the key about prison is it's never actually, like, surviving everyone else that's in prison, the guards, the other people. It's surviving yourself, mm-hmm. which is where I think Mike is actually going to be the strongest because he willingly made a choice of just, like, no, I'm a liar, I'm a fraud, I put my friends in harm's way, and the only way to get them out is to spend 2 years in prison.
Hey, my yeah. dad.
So he can live with himself every day.
Right, after
yeah.
that.
No, yeah, I mean, would you guys do that at the end of the day, you know, when something's ultimately your fault, this and that. I mean,
girl,
we've seen don't we put
I'd
like
to right
think
now.
I would do the right thing.
Right, but here's my point, is that Mike had every opportunity to make it so that he didn't have to go, and he knew that. I mean, even having Harvey run after him in the elevator and almost get yeah. there to save his ass. But I mean, God, where was I going with that? It was like a change of character for Mike, which was, again, is why I fell in love with him in this episode, because him and Harvey are so used to getting what they want. It's mm-hmm. nice to see them finally do the right thing.
Yeah.
The morally yeah. conscious decision.
No, I was just thinking, like, at the end when Harvey gets in the car and goes with Mike to take him to jail, sorry to jump ahead.
Oh, cool.
I was actually kind of like, man, you know what would be awesome? They should both just go to jail together and have, like, a little bromance in jail.
Oh, man. Like,
you both are wrong for what you did.
Right.
A lot of people have bromances in jail.
Yeah, it's like, it's called something else, though, right?
Harvey can't, like, they can't both go, though.
Yeah, I mean, but I just, yeah, you gotta
put someone back yeah, in the yeah, firm to firm, get yeah. some people back in the door, yeah, which was yeah. shocking, by the way, just, for, I feel like, anyone watching didn't expect that at all. Sorry, I jumped ahead so much. Oh, my God.
But while we're circling to it,
yeah.
if you were anyone who worked at that firm for specifically the last 6 episodes...
You'd leave, too.
Your resume was updated.
Yeah.
You were hedging your bet. Yeah. Like, you
had already been sending out feelers.
You're like, okay, who wants me?
You're like,
where
so...
was Gretchen, though, sitting at her desk, be like, I'm the only one here.
Right.
Like, wow. Yeah, even the front desk girls were gone. Like, yeah. when you pissed off even the people who were answering the phones, right. like... Hello. Clearly, mm-hmm. even they Gosh. Didn't want their name associated with this
right,
firm anymore.
Right. Mm. Okay, so...
The mail guy? The mail boys are gone. No one to deliver
was,
the mail.
Well, that was serious.
To be
like,
fair, they didn't check the mailroom.
They didn't check the mailroom.
There might still be people in the mailroom that are now name partners.
Actually,
Pearson Spector licked Joe from
accounting. Joe from...
Okay, with this, let's really get started. Now, let's really get started, because this was a part that I really struggle with. And I think because we've already jumped around, let's just please have fun with that. Would you have had more faith in yourself than Mike did? Like, Rachel was really pounding that in, and I was so nervous because I'm like, okay, what would I have done? Like, I love that Nicole said, would you have done the right thing? And I think I agree with Tiana. I think I would have liked to say I would. Okay, so then the second part of that, would you have waited for the verdict? I mean, I have no idea.
I have anxiety, and I understand why Mike did what he did.
I
have that anxiety too, but I'm pragmatic enough to not, it's not compartmentalization as much as avoidance, that if I knew, okay, there's nothing I can do, I would literally play video games or watch a show, mm-hmm, or
try to get your mind off it and
take NyQuil and go to sleep
and go to until, bed. Oh my gosh, yes.
Until the phone wakes me up and tells me that jury is done. Like, I would do everything I could to avoid any possibility of me doing something rash and desperate and quick.
And I think that for me, if I wanted to have taken a deal, I would have done it before. And once I've decided that I'm going to go through with the trial, mm-hmm, then I'm going to let the system play out itself. Because I watched that trial, and I didn't even know who won that case.
Right.
And if the jury looks at it, it's like you have to be convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that he actually did this and is guilty. And I think that Mike was able to put that seed of a doubt. And we talked about this while we were watching the episode. Her case, like Steve said, her case wasn't a good case against Mike because she was so focused on outside factors.
Trying to make sure all that of the Jessica things, and Harvey went down.
All of the things that could have taken down Mike, she traded away in an attempt to try to take down the firm.
Because you heard the audio fade out when she was making her point to the jury, and it made you think, like, wow, Mike didn't even say that much, but it was such a strong point. I wish that he felt that too, because I feel like everyone else, his support system did, but that even wasn't enough, and that sucks.
Yeah.
But also, much like Katrina is a product of Lewis, Mike is a product of Harvey.
Of course.
And what's the one thing Harvey never did? Made it to a jury, made it to a verdict.
Right.
He always cut a deal.
Interesting. Wow. I like that point a lot.
That's literally what he knows.
Yeah.
He knows if you're a good enough lawyer, you should never be going to a jury. You should never be going to trial.
You shouldn't just let some random 12 people, like, mm-hmm, hold your fate. Yeah, in a sense.
But that's ultimately putting it up to a lot more chances than you should be willing to do.
Right.
Like, as a poker player, I do that a lot, where you minimize, like, I've folded winning hands to winning situations.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't like my variables moving forward.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, well, but then I have to contend with you in position on me.
Right.
With a chip stack for three more cards. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I'd rather wait. Mustard.
Fold.
Right.
I'd rather wait until I'm at an advantageous position.
Right. Wow. Okay.
All these big words. Jeez.
I love that point, though, because it was very interesting just seeing, like, the prodigy of Lewis and how far she's come, in a sense, even though really she's on another show. But like, you know,
how far she's come, all
the way there and back.
Hey, Amanda.
Right. She's so freaking cute, though. Like, beautiful. I've really grown to love her, because I think when I first met her, season two or whatever, I was like, I don't like her at all. But it just, now I realize, like, I separated the way her that character she, from her as an actor.
The way that she approached her conversation with him, it was just, she acted very innocent, you know? Like, what are you talking about? I just did it to get ahead,
like, you don't
Lewis.
Have to do this. And
I
I'm
just
like,
did it to get ahead. It's like, nah, bitch, you, like, went behind Lewis's back. And, like, I'm just glad that Lewis didn't screw anything up, you know? Mm-hmm. I can't, because I had my doubts about him, especially with the recording and everything like that. You know, I'm kind of going back to last week, but I mean, it, you know, you always predict that Lewis is going to screw something up. So I'm happy that it wasn't him.
I didn't know what I was to expect when, you know, he was in Robert Zane's office. Mm-hmm. I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
What is this about?
Yeah, but when he went into Katrina's office, all I could think was, clearly she's recording you, because she just flat out is asking you. As soon as someone admits what they did, it's like, okay, well, great. Now they have that on a recording or something.
Damn.
Like, that can be used against you. I know that you know that she already knows, but you didn't have to flat out say, mm-hmm, yes, I knew. You could have just given her, like, a look of, like, you know me.
Right.
Like,
relationship.
Shrug your shoulders, Lewis.
Yeah. But and then why hasn't he learned that? He's done it to so many people.
Although, to be fair, the situation was pretty rare. Well, no, the situation was rare. Mike had pled guilty. Everybody knew Mike pled guilty. So him admitting that it was that he was a fraud was pretty murky legal waters.
No, he was admitting that he used it to get his name on the door, which is that he knew.
Mm-hmm. But that would...
I think that was
But
more
admitting
what was...
that he knew is still fairly murky legal waters, because what...
Because everyone knows?
Cause yeah, because everyone knows that... Everyone knows now. So, but I know, admitting that he used it to get his name, it puts a timestamp on it.
Exactly. And that... It's such a far time stamp, like enough where we're like, so you knew for a whole season kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know. But anyway, so we're kind of circling around. I don't know. I guess I'm just still nervous. Not nervous, but I guess I'm still just like so speechless by the fact that the verdict was not guilty, you know.
And I
that,
was too.
And that I just did not see that coming. And
I sort of did. I sort of did, especially when Harvey even got the opportunity to talk to somebody from the jury. I was like, oh shit, here we go. Mm-hmm. We're gonna find out that he was innocent, or, you know, not found guilty. So it, yeah, I mean, I wasn't that surprised. Like, I foresaw that a little bit.
I and Tiana and I were talking about this right before it happened, where I was like, it's a hung jury. It's gotta be a hung jury.
Yeah.
Like, it's absolutely a hung jury.
And then it
wasn't. Because it has the same effect.
Right.
Yeah. Because We know Gibbs wouldn't have been able to retry.
Right.
And a hung jury would have been the same as not guilty.
Right.
Yeah.
But for it to just be flat out not
guilty.
Not guilty,
he would have just like lived his life.
Because it sounds like the jury foreman was the only person, as he said, that agreed with Gibbs that, like, no, he's guilty though.
Yeah.
And that he probably went 12 rounds with the other 11 people and eventually conceded that by the eyes of the law, Gibbs did not prove this beyond a reasonable doubt.
Right.
I'm the only person who has to concede.
Yeah, and there was like a good quote, you know, or somebody said like, well, that's, you know, the power of the justice system, you know, and then you got to trust it. And that's the whole reason for a trial and getting to say your piece, you know. No, and them being such great lawyers, I think everybody foresaw that because they always are doing not necessarily the wrong thing, but the shady thing and taking deals and going
so
and
they didn't expect
behind people's
any,
backs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they didn't, yeah.
They really didn't expect it.
They didn't use...
Let me just play devil's advocate about the jury foreman. The saying goes that a trustworthy mechanic is rare. Do you think he lied to Harvey just to lie to Harvey?
No, because you could see the passion.
Me
he
too.
Was,
he was
like
pissed.
he was angry that he didn't get a guilty.
Right.
You know,
he was like, "Listen, I wanted your boy to be guilty. Okay, I'm not trying to help you out at all. I just want you to know that I wasn't going to let him be guilty just to be guilty.
I'm not saying there was much to advocate for the devil. I was saying I'm going to be devil's advocate.
Right. The devil doesn't need your help.
Well, I just feel like Harvey's got so much to clean up for the new season. I mean, I just feel like so many fingers were pointed at him this episode, and so like, this is your fault, this is you.
Who
it's like,
did that though?
Everybody. I even wrote it down. I'm like, everybody's saying it's Harvey's fault.
Because to me, like, Jessica was on his back.
Jessica said it. Lewis said it. I feel like Donna even flipped out on him at one point. That's enough for me.
I get what you're saying, but I feel like most of the time they were saying it was out of like anger or scared or whatever. I think at the end of the day there was a lot of like, listen, we're family, we got to do what we have to do. As sad and tragic as that end scene was in terms of there being an empty firm, you saw the people standing, and those three have figured out crap before, and I don't know what we're coming back to for the next season. I really don't, but I'm very excited to see that. With that said, I just want to circle a little bit to Mike and Rachel and give that, like, your 72-hour, what did you feel?
I felt so many
very 3 days.
As I was sitting alone and watching them have sex alone, I was like, why am I not with them? There's a sex scene, and I'm alone, and I got to enjoy
them. Oh, with us.
Yes.
Yeah, with
I thought you wanted in the scene.
I was like, weird.
No, I didn't want to be involved. I'll have a threesome with Mike and Rachel, even though that would be kind of cool. No, I wanted to be with you guys.
I don't know which one's worse.
I know, I'm like,
I wanted to be watching them have sex while holding you guys' hands.
Right, it's like, I just wanted to see your reactions.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Did you guys find this sexy?
We did have some very interesting reactions.
Did you guys think it was weird?
Well,
no.
Did you think they were making a baby?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first thing out of my mouth.
So, right, let's, because we heard what Rachel said in terms of, you know, I want us to be one, and what was everyone's, you know, one word, one sentence reaction to that? Mine was, oh, you just want to get pregnant now. So,
oh, that was yours.
That
mine was marriage.
Yeah.
Mine was put a baby in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My initial thought was more just deeper of just like, I want to be one with you. And mm-hmm. like, I want to express.
Sex?
Well, yeah, I would like to express my love with you physically. Yeah. But then Tiana said make a baby. And I was like, oh, that's what she meant. Right. Oh, no.
We speak women, I guess. I don't know. But
well, that's what I said. I was like, oh, Tiana speaks Rachel.
And like, I don't know if that's actually what she meant, because I would actually much rather prefer it to be like an accidental pregnancy thing where she's just like, I just want to be one with you. But when someone says, I want to be one with you, gives you those sexy eyes, and then you climb on top of him and start riding his
stuff.
I realized I was getting really graphic.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, if you want.
You know, and then you start doing that, then all I'm thinking is, girl, you gonna end up pregnant. This is the one right here. I was like, of all the times, this is gonna be the one because he's about to go to jail and you're gonna be alone.
I didn't see no time to whip out no protection. That's all I'm gonna say.
Absolutely not.
So Mike had one episode to be a prison inmate, and he's already got a baby mama.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
He almost had a wife. Yeah. I mean,
he knows what
he's
doing.
He's got a failed engagement. He's got a baby mama.
Fiance? And are they still engaged?
Yeah, I would say.
But fiance isn't a legal title.
No, I know.
But they're still engaged.
Okay. With that said, okay, so now we get a little bit of Rachel. We see her reaction. We understand that she was mad. I actually, this is the one time, not that it's the only time, but I was mad with her. I mean, damn, Mike. You know, now that we know what happened.
You're mad with Mike.
I was mad at Mike when, I felt for Rachel.
Did you guys read, by the way, on some comments, not last episode, episode before, that the fans think that we hate on Rachel too much?
Yeah, yes.
We don't.
We're just critical because we really love her.
For the record, I've taken those comments personally, and every time I have a negative response to Rachel, I have to really filter it down. And then still ultimately find a negative response. but I do take that in, like, am I just hard on Rachel to be hard on Rachel?
No.
And then every time I'm like, but this is Mike's show, though.
Right.
And she just keeps coming in and kind of being not the fun police, but he comes up with, okay, no, that makes sense. And then she's like, no, but right. I want that.
Right. It's like, okay. But Tiana, you were about to ask me something or something. I said I was mad at Michael, and you said,
But were you mad at him? At him before we found out that he was going to be found innocent or not guilty.
Because
she was mad at him before that decision came back.
Right, so were you there with her at that point?
I was there with her at that point.
I think after, you know, when the lie happened, I was like, I didn't know where I was then, honestly. But when Rachel first expressed her, you did not believe in yourself, you told me, I was like, you really didn't, dude. Like, you just, yeah. You got to start, he just did not communicate
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was like, that's the kind of man I am. He said, I counted like 15 eyes this episode. And I don't think I've ever really seen, he just was
we,
so individual.
Yeah.
Like, it was no we. And I'm like, dude, no, this is 2 years of her life too.
Yeah. I felt her frustration completely
yeah.
start to finish this entire episode. Team Rachel for this episode, fans,
for
right?
For sure.
Because it's important to be listening to your future wife, and if you're claiming that you love her so much and you're telling everybody else at the firm that you're concerned, all you're concerned about is her, but when they're not seeing you sitting and waiting for your verdict, you're doing other things, you take on the case, like, it's like, and she comes back with this bag of food to have her final moments with you, and then to hear your verdict that you screwed over. I mean, he totally screwed up
yeah.
with his relationship in this episode. So moving forward, do I think that, like, Mike and Rachel will be together ultimately forever? Yes, because they're family and they've always rode it out this far. But
Steve's like, really?
You don't? I just don't know about marriage, and like, when she's studying and finishing law school, another guy come in and da-da-da. So there's a lot to think about.
But realistically, think of where you were 2 years ago.
I was in a relationship.
But like,
and now I'm not.
I wasn't. I was speaking rhetorically, for the record. But like,
case point.
People, right.
The girls forever. I know.
Exactly. As I said that, I was like, you've known Nicole more than 2 years. Like, you've known Nicole to know that span.
To know that, right. So do we think that, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get into predictions. We still have a couple things to talk about, but is a 2-year possibility worth the wait for Rachel?
If Tiana, they can survive this trial and if they can survive while he's in prison, then yeah, I think that you make it through these 2 years, you're set for life. But absolutely. Are these 2 years going to be easy? No. Ask Piper and her husband on Orange is the New Black. Like,
they did not make it.
You know, like, just look at it's always a challenge. Plus, she has law school, which, you know, more than 50% of relationships that start are that you, if you enter law school or medical school in a relationship, those relationships are statistically not going to last. So you have that, plus he's in prison, plus it's, you know, far away, it's New York, like, she got to get up there to see you.
Plus he left her at the altar.
Yeah, plus he left you at the altar.
But she liked that decision. I think she
loves him. It was a mutual decision. But
because she loves him so much that she would give up law school for him. She would have a baby and a family, I feel, over law school for Mike.
Her parents will never talk to her again.
But F the parents, because, like, at this point, it's her life. And if she, and if that was the case, I feel that she'd be cool with it.
I think she'd be okay with it, too.
I mean, I can agree with that. I just, I don't know. Like, the fact that, because you're saying it was a mutual decision. I'm like, was it? Or did Mike say, listen, I'm trying to protect you, I think we should bow out? And she was like, okay, yeah, you're right, I really didn't want to do this.
I mean, I don't think it's that she didn't want to do it.
No, you're right.
It's
but, like, I think she was like,
you know, she realized, too, hey, you know, we kind of forced my parents to come here. Everyone went to go talk to them. I don't want to get married with my parents not happy. This isn't the wedding Rachel has wanted her whole life.
Yeah.
This is a quickie fix to a situation.
She's not
going to
see it that way. I guarantee you, at least for the first, like, 5 episodes of next season, she's going to see it as, he left me. Why did he leave me? What? I thought everything was going perfect.
You think
what is,
so?
Absolutely.
But she, like, hugged him and was like, I'll see you in 2 years. Like,
I don't know.
But there wasn't really a goodbye.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Okay, BN Phrase on YouTube. You've been quite feisty tonight with all of your comments, and you're correcting people how to spell, and you're saying a baby is no life, and then you said, you're saying you're just so negative, no offense, but a baby is a life to people, right? I mean, like, women do stop their lives to have children and raise children, so
sure.
Let me say that, let the panel agree with me. However, somebody said something totally, totally accurate. Holy crap, where is it? Did you read it, Steve?
I don't know.
Oh, they said Rachel being pregnant will not allow her to finish law school. So, yeah. I said that,
that's
too.
That's tying into a...
That's not necessarily
that's
true.
That's tying into a prediction I have that we're just going to hold on to.
Oh, you do? Okay, great.
To.
Then let's
that's,
hold on to it.
That's
okay.
A little...
I don't think that's...
Sexist.
Yeah, I'm like, pregnant
woman
can't
finish law school.
That's... Okay. We'll put that on...
Can I say one more thing from the chat?
Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, I was going to say, Assy Queen says to me, Nicole, then Rachel will blame Mike for everything that has happened to her like she did with the dream wedding. And yes, I agree with that, because she's been, at this point, following Mike's lead.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I could see her breaking, but I could see her just, like, I don't know.
But Mike was taking the dream wedding away from her anyway.
Yeah.
Also, does anybody else want to be a fly on the wall for that reception?
That
groomless reception with a bunch of partners at a law firm that's going to be dismantled the next day.
Yeah, it was quite awkward and quite dark.
What were they serving?
I know.
Where was it? Was it just in that chapel? Oh, man.
Probably bagels. That's as much
bagels.
As they do. You know, that's all they've been through. What do we think about Jack Soloff's resignation letter? Do we see that coming? Do we think he was actually going to be...
I didn't see that coming.
I thought he was on the team.
Me too.
Like, what the heck?
The team, but
really a team player.
It's, the Titanic is sinking, guys.
Yeah,
are you going to be the band that's still there playing the violin, or are you going to be the old grumpy man who pushes a wife and her kid out the way and get on the lifeboat?
I need to rewatch the show. That'd be the movie.
Like, that's
the
movie.
What I need to watch. Like,
I need to rewatch that show.
Because I do remember the violinist, and I was like, get your...
They went down with the ship, and Jack Soloff is not a ride or die bitch.
Right.
Just saying it. He's not ride or die.
But he gave us so much last couple episodes. Like, it was kind of like up and down, and then he said, listen, I'm giving you... He gave her the envelope. I mean...
But
I didn't.
I think he
understands.
He played her. Yeah, but he understands that that's not actually in the nuclear fallout where they are right now. But that's not actually an option.
Right.
But he played it out pretty well.
He did.
Yeah. Stephen Gordon on YouTube says that's his way off the show, and I agree too. It's like, bye.
Right. I don't think it is.
Yeah.
They still don't know what his actual crime is, and they made a point to bring up that it's not just a tiny fraction of a thing. It's an actual legit crime that he committed. They made a point to say that, so I don't think that's the last we're seeing.
So I think, so we're gonna arise more crimes that have gone on, and just or just take the focus on someone else.
Well, I think at some point their paths are gonna cross again, and then Jessica's gonna have that over his head,
right? But what I love is that when Jack came on the first, you know, whatever season he was on, it seemed very temporary, you know, and it also just kind of seemed like out of nowhere. And now I've really grown to understand him as a character and like where he plays in, you know what I mean? I was like, wow, like even his resignation letter did something for me. I'm like, wait, he's leaving? Like, how do we feel? You know, whatever. So I would be very interested to see where he plays into the next season and how we cross paths. Cause I do agree with that. Is it working with Daniel? Is it working with Robert? Who is he working with? Like what's
his
next
step? He said he took a job with Zane.
Who knows? Boy, we don't know if we could trust Jack. Like, what do you guys, we don't know if we trust Zane taking anybody from.
What do you guys think of Zane and like his whole way of dealing with this entire trial?
First of all, I've just always wanted him and Jessica to make out. I don't know why. Whenever they're in rooms together and it's like known each other a long time.
To me now. No,
I don't know. There's something about their relationship that I want it to happen, but then it's Rachel's dad, so I know he's happily with her mom.
I feel the sexual tension
as well.
I say the weirdest things on the show and you guys think I'm crazy, but because everybody's so beautiful and well dressed, it's hard not to think
these
things.
Oh, they should be together.
Yeah.
But I also would like to see him kind of working with Jessica and Pearson Spector Lit.
Absolutely.
Like, I think that him buying them out or something and kind of multimedia branching or something. I don't know.
I was really hoping to see a little bit more of a dad and less of a lawyer from him, because I get it. He should be pissed. Like, really, he should be so pissed. But it's, and then, like, I understand why he's mad at Jessica. Like, you knew that's about to be my son-in-law. You could have told me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that and everything he said. I understand. But then you saw Rachel and it's like, dude, you know, come a little bit more of a father. And then, like, seeing her mom be tough this episode was different because, you know, I wanted to see if she was ever going to ask, hey, remember when you told me he had that secret in the kitchen 3 seasons ago and he said it wasn't that bad? Well, hey.
Exactly.
Yeah, should have told me. Or, you know, I would have loved, she already knew. I would have liked to see how, if that could have played out, but you know, that's another point. But just in general, it was interesting to see her parents, and they were very important this episode. And I don't know
I think they had the proper response. I think my parents would have had the same reaction.
Yeah.
And
like, you totally lied.
Yeah. And like, you're a fraud. You're not real. How can we trust you? How can we trust you with our daughter? What are you going to do with your life when you get out of prison?
But
to
how,
like,
seriously,
how must they feel having Rachel be at that firm and will probably still be working with them come next season? With a bunch of people who kept the secret and lied, you know? I mean,
they did it for the sake of the firm.
That's a rough. Well, and then, but Zane also brought the great point up is like, how will she stand up to an ethics board?
That was interesting, but I liked, but her response was cool too. She was like, that is the definition.
Yeah.
Is that the definition or was she just talking?
I think she's
stretching it, but it's still in there.
Idealistically, like, she's correct. Idealistically, if you stand in front of an ethics board and prove argumentatively
that I'm that much,
that I have that many ethics, that I committed my life to a person, and that's where it is.
Sorry, I have a question.
I love it.
So if she was already a lawyer and then married a felon, would she have to go in front of the same ethics board at that point? Because what they're saying is, because she's going to marry a felon and then go in front of them, she's going to have some splaining to do.
Right.
So if she was already a lawyer and then you marry someone who commits fraud and gets sent to jail, and
I think that's
like,
okay.
You stay married to them.
My assumption is that it's harder to disbar a lawyer than it is to approve a lawyer.
Okay.
Like, it's easier to come up with a reason to not make someone a lawyer than it is to disbar someone who's already gone through the process.
Totally agree.
Specifically someone linked to the person who literally circumvented the whole process.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because, you know, like, that's kind of shady that she can be married to a felon, just not before she's a lawyer.
Right, mm. right. But now that she's not going to be married to him, I guess we'll have to see, you know, where this plays out and you know, if the lawyer thing happens in 2 years or whatever the case is. And, you know, with that, I really want to bring up the Gibbs Liberty Rail nonsense. Like, what was it? Did we forget about that case completely?
Yeah, somebody in the chat even was like, what was with the Liberty Rail stuff? And
it was a nice rail was a bit of a deep
derail.
Cut
yeah.
from the show.
Literally it was a derail.
I was like, I
don't care.
Who are these characters?
And then for it to not even play out, I was like,
I get it. That didn't work.
I get it. It was an important case. Yeah. It was the back pocket. It was Harvey's back pocket Hail Mary of like, one day I might need to throw away a bunch of
we
corporate murderers.
We know about this case though, right?
No, like, this case was
familiar.
In the series. No,
okay,
no.
okay.
This was an important case. Yeah. This was an important case, but it was a bit of a deep cut.
Yeah, I was like
as far as the memorable
cases who's this girl? Go. I didn't even,
I thought she was going to be the first girl that was, we thought was like the female Harvey, but then I stared, I'm like, that's not her. So anyway, with that said, but what Gibbs said to Harvey, what did you guys think when she said, listen, if you want to be the good guy all of a sudden, how about you just let me prosecute those murderers anyway, but you want to use everything for a deal. You always want to get a cut. And I hated when she said, I'm tired of letting you get away with it. I'm like, you don't know them. Like, why do you care so
much?
Right. Okay, maybe, but why does she care so much? I mean, there's so many people getting away with stuff. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go handle them?
But
what is it about Harvey?
Not to timestamp an episode, but to compare someone like Ted Cruz to Bernie Sanders. Ted Cruz is an ideologue. His ideals mean more than people. Okay. Whereas Bernie Sanders is all about people.
Mm-hmm.
So Anita Gibbs, in her mind, no, you and the people you're defending and these murderers and this and that and everything, those people aren't as important as the ideals of the justice system.
Yeah.
Which is dangerous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is dangerous, but played out a little more simply, I think what she's saying is like she has faith in the system.
Specific. I don't know how to.
But
it's very like.
And I think she even
almost.
But she even said that like, because I'm not taking this deal, because your firm's in shambles, because these things are happening. Maybe if you ever do practice law again, you'll think twice before you make a deal, instead of actually go to court, or instead of actually She's against people who take deals and conduct law how Harvey conducts law.
She did a whole bunch of shady crap, and Harvey definitely was like, why are you
this isn't the end of Anita Gibbs.
No, not at all.
No.
Yeah.
She can't go out like that, because there still has to be something, because she said you've been bending the rules since you were born, and there's just something something specific about Harvey that had to have been done that really is grinding her gears. Because I get what she's saying, that, you know, he's all about cutting the deals and not letting people serve their justice and taking the easy way out, but it still doesn't explain why she's willing to let other people get away with worse stuff than this.
Exactly.
But why this became her focus and her passion project.
Goodness gracious.
Because it's not about other people. It's about
the justice system.
It's about the ideal that lawyers shouldn't be allowed to cut deals and bend the rules. It's not about Harvey personally, and that's what makes her. That's what makes ideologues scary. Is that they don't go after people; they go after ideals.
Raza Saeed on YouTube says maybe Anita Gibbs is Charles Forsman's girlfriend and taking revenge. Harvey banged her.
Yes,
I love that.
Okay, is there any other characters or topics that we really want to make sure to... I know we didn't do a lot of Donna. You looked fab, like usual. You know, she didn't have as much presence in this episode. She just kind of was making sure to keep sure everybody was on a level head, and we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
But any other ideas? Did we feel any type of way about Jessica or about any of the other people, Lewis? Or?
I think everything I'm thinking is a prediction.
Okay,
so,
okay. Yeah. Well, let's just hop into it. Let's hop into predictions, you guys. Whew. I can't believe we are already done with this here. Yeah.
Predictions.
Whew. Okay, so I would love to give you guys the floor. What are you feeling like season 6 is going to look
like? This one is vague, and I think this show can handle the topic.
Okay.
I think Rachel's pregnant. Definitely. And I don't know what she's going to do, but I think she will debate the A word.
Mm.
Because oh, she's shoot. In law school, because she's like the only paralegal at Pearson Spector Lit. And because like she does have because the baby daddy's not around, she's going to debate that and weigh all those options and make a choice. And I think this show is going to handle it very well.
That's a very interesting, very interesting
look. Also, I think I don't know what they're going to do as a firm. A couple of people in the chat were saying they'll become ambulance chasers.
They're going to get to me in a second.
They're going to become lawyer poachers, I think. Is they're going to go to, obviously not Zane, but they're going to go to other firms. Well, first they're going to have to find money. And hopefully if they can find money, they'll get money to then go around and then poach other lawyers to try to rebuild the firm.
Yeah.
Or get acquired by Zane or acquired by another firm.
Yeah.
So that the stink is off them. I guarantee you they're going to have to change the name completely to get the stink of Mike Ross completely off of them.
And that has to happen.
That has to happen next season. I mean, I think the moment they walk into an empty firm, the firm is over, which the prophecy continues, season five, the names changed.
Mm-hmm.
They went to zero, but the names changed. It's the law firm of blank, blank, and blank.
Okay. We still haven't filled that out yet.
We're just blank.
Do you think, okay, do we think, what's his name? Jessica's old boo?
Yes, I was just going to say
that's
that.
That's why I was like, he's like, coming back. Does he have a possibility of carrying them, or did he have enough weight in the law system world?
I don't feel there's a weight there. I just feel there's a significance for him to come back.
Okay.
That was his boo thing. I feel like they're still in love. There's still things that they need to work out. Right. Kind of ended on a bad foot. He did make an appearance this season. He's coming back.
Okay.
I see him coming back, but I think now more than ever, I would love for Jessica to just be like, you know what? We should just be together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like not work for me. Everything's out in the open. Yeah. All the secrets are out. I think we can move past this and just don't give me legal advice at the dinner table. We're just together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm rebuilding a firm. You're at a firm.
Things are great.
We're just a couple trying to make it in this world.
Right.
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I have a couple thoughts. I'm not sure that they're full length predictions, but just thoughts. Number one, I want to see which lawsuits are going to be brought up that had Mike's names attached. Mm. So I think we'll see a lot of old cases and old people coming back next season.
Absolutely. But who do they sue? But what law firm did they sue if everybody left that law firm and then
they're still a firm.
Just nobody works there. Yeah. But people still have lawyers there.
They just don't have any.
They can have the heads of the firm just be there and just them. You don't need anyone else.
And you don't even have to sue necessarily. People who are in jail can file for appeals and stuff like that. So I think we're going to see a lot of that. A lot of old characters coming back. I see their office building. Clearly, they're not going to need that much space. They're going to be a lot of lawsuits.
Yeah.
Not enough money overhead. I see them moving to some place that's like dingy and shabby. Oh, but then they're still walking in and like their expensive like suits and designer dreads and everything. I see that happening.
Harvey's apartment. They're all working at Harvey's apartment.
And the last thing is, I think Mike will get out early. I know Gibbs said that, you know, she's not cutting off any time, but if prisons in New York or anything like California, overcrowding is a bitch, man. And people get released early all the time just because of overcrowding. Right. So, Gibbs, you might have thought you won that battle and you weren't going to get any time off of it, but legal system is kind of screwy sometimes. Actually, and he's going to get out.
When you're a good inmate, too, you get rewarded. I feel Mike's going to be a great inmate. He sure might get into a brawl or two, but I think if anything, he's going to be a voice of reason in jail. He's going to help people in jail who aren't supposed to be there technically like him. And I foresee him getting out early as well. I'm going to go off to you and say that. I also see Rachel getting pregnant as well. I don't see them getting rid of the office space. I think that's super funny, but this show
I think
is,
that's so possible.
It's so
funny. It'd be really funny.
How long could it last, though? My favorite thing about this show is that office
but
space.
But you know what? I think it's like the first two episodes. The first joke is like Lewis like flicking a fly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I could just see
it's like Harvey showing
like,
up with his driver.
Go against them
to like a door. Okay, so my quick things. Does Mike become a lawyer against Stephon Gordon after?
Yes, and
that's
I
a great
see him
question.
Doing. I see him doing pro bono stuff, and I see him just trying to always never pro bono.
I don't
I see him
know,
doing
I,
it like
I,
maybe a little.
I'm
bit.
I'm thinking like, can I see him risking
being a lawyer?
Being
again.
A lawyer yeah. again? Like
well, no,
just
he would
in
need
prison
to
time. Give legal advice is one thing to people.
I think, yeah. I think for me. I think once, because like I said, I didn't see the 2-year jail thing happening because I still assume that next season he would be able to be some type of lawyer. Like now I'm thinking, okay, maybe what Steve was saying is more of a possibility. Mm-hmm. The law life is over, which is just so freaking unfortunate, but the law life is over. Law life is over. There might be, you know, some personal stuff he's doing, government, whatever the case is, but I think the suit for Mike is hung up in that regard.
Ooh. He walked think, in jail in a suit.
In a
by
suit.
The way.
I'm like, yeah. y'all, that's crazy. I totally agree with the Rachel getting pregnant scenario, but I if she does battle it, it's like one episode. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And she keeps it, you know, if that's the case. What I'm trying to figure out is do we open the next season in 2 years, because I very much can see a skip through, which would be so irritating, or I could see like we open it, he's like getting beat up, a couple episodes suck, and then like life's cool, and then he gets out. Like I can't tell because we're not seeing 2 years.
We're not
it.
Seeing a 2-year yeah. jump. I honestly don't think we're gonna see any. The way this has been set up,
mm-hmm.
we're not gonna see any more than like a 2-day jump. Like I don't.
That's what someone in the chat said. They said, well, 2-day, you mean 2-day in jail?
I would like to see
show,
at least,
yeah.
like, 6 months.
Of him in jail.
Yeah, I'm like, two,
I would like
we
to see a 6 months.
We cannot watch
2 years,
two seasons of jail.
I don't want to see Rachel being angry and crying. I want to see her,
yeah.
like, 6 months later
someone,
when she's, like, dealing with
right.
shit.
Someone in the chat
yeah.
said,
yeah.
and I someone in the chat yeah. said, and I haven't checked his Twitter yet, but somebody said that Aaron said that they're not saving any time. That there's gonna be no time jump between these seasons.
Okay, maybe not the seasons, but maybe the next episode's gotta be. I mean, we're not gonna watch a whole season of like
Mike in prison.
It's
Mike
not
in
gonna
prison
be the...
and then everybody fixing the firm. I think that's exactly what the first 10 episodes of season 7 will be.
10?
6
that's
will be.
So much.
All summer. I don't think he's gonna get out of prison till the end of this summer.
I mean, everybody's asking about people who we haven't seen in a while, too, like Jack Soloff, Enforcement and stuff. I mean, these people have to come back and, like, wrap up these stories.
Why does Enforcement have to come back?
I don't know. Well,
because he's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
or there should be a new Gibbs, you know? But Gibbs is kind of the new Enforcement to me or something like that. You know, just, like, she's the one that we're all focused on. We haven't necessarily
I agree.
I can see what you're saying, Steve. I think that for sure next season is going to be really focused on the firm, getting the firm back to what it was, even if it can reach that, and trying to.
I love Tiana's mention of old characters. I think that's such a good idea, I really can't wait. But we only have a couple seconds left. Go.
I know we're running low on time, but Shakar Shah in the chat just said jump suits. I just thought that was hysterical.
Hilarious.
New show.
I get it.
Jump suits. Also,
get busy living and get busy trying.
Watso275 said, yes, Steve is correct. That can just be applied to everything. I don't know what point specifically
and
you're talking about.
And we're done. Bye, everybody.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much for joining us for the rest of this amazing season. We are going to see you season 6. We are so excited, as you can see. We have so many different predictions. We're going to keep tweeting with you and Facebooking and Instagramming or whatever, just keeping in touch with you guys. You guys have been so awesome. Where can everybody keep in touch with you until the summer?
Well, you guys can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KaufManN. I'm also on Instagram, Steve_Kaufman, but I only Instagram on Thursdays.
It's very true. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at @TianaHobson and Snapchat at @Tiana_Hobson.
And you can find me at Nicole Brazier all over the social media world.
Again, thank you guys so much for tuning in, for sticking with us all season. We will see you next season. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace. And I love you guys. And I'm just love can't wait. And I hope Don and Harvey get together. Okay, bye. Whoa.
Me too. I want to kiss.
Okay. I'm like, I don't want to see you say anything.
Happy baby.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Down to like
that. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.